This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Is he an illegal immigrant or is he not? That's what Republican U.S. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska wants to find out about the suspect in the killing of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Law enforcement has indicated that Christian Rivera is, in fact, in the U.S. illegally. But Rivera's lawyer, Alan Richards, says that's not so, although he says he can't provide any physical proof.
The proof would be he's been in the community for 7 years, working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, without any issues. He's been accepted into the community. He's filed his tax returns.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Hurricane Lane has now dumped over 30 inches of rain on parts of Hawaii's Big Island. It's expected to move north towards Maui, Oahu, and Kauai later today and tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani saying if the president was to be impeached, the American people would revolt. That's what he says in a Sky News interview yesterday.
I think impeachment would be totally horrible. I mean, there's no reason. He didn't collude with the Russians. He didn't obstruct justice. Everything Cohen says has been disproved.
He says Trump would only be impeached for political reasons, and the American people would revolt if that happened. California state lawmakers want to know more about why Verizon slowed data speeds for some firefighters who were battling the biggest wildfire in the state's history. A state assembly committee to hear testimony and gather information today after firefighters working on the Mendocino complex fire found that Verizon slowed their internet speeds to a 200th of previous speeds. They say Verizon was asked several times to turn off the throttling, but the telecom giant didn't. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Republican California Congressman Duncan Hunter and his wife in trouble with the law, and it could spell trouble for his seat in San Diego, at least from the perspective of the GOP. We get the latest from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
They've had this for a long time. This is a late hit.
California Congressman Republican Duncan Hunter telling Fox News it's pure politics and he did not misuse campaign cash, but he's been indicted. Hunter and his wife at the courthouse in San Diego pleading not guilty to charges they used $250,000 in campaign funds for personal expenses. The 60 counts range from wire fraud to falsifying records.
My prosecutor and the acting U.S. attorney that issued the court orders to search my house and my office, they had just attended a Hillary Clinton fundraiser with another U.S. attorney out of here in San Diego.
The former Marine tried to justify using campaign funds for an Italian vacation by scheduling a visit to a Navy base there, and when the Navy couldn't accommodate the date, Hunter allegedly told his chief of staff, tell the Navy to go F themselves.
And the New York City Council is now considering a bill that would ban soda pop from fast food kids' meals. Children would still be able to get a sugary drink at the city's 24,000 restaurants, but their parents would have to specifically ask for it. Water, milk, or 100% fruit juice would be the default beverage options for kids. For USA Radio News.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Live. The way we roll, and I'm glad you're rolling with us, sharing a part of your day, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Last night, I had an opportunity to see an advanced screening of a movie that was quite raw. And, well, I'll tell you, you cannot watch this movie and not be moved with emotions. The name of the movie is Surrender Only to One. And it shows a path to healing for combat veterans. And on September the 11th, churches, other groups can screen this movie for free. And here to tell us more about it is Dr. Damon Friedman. He's a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force on active duty and special ops. Has a ministry to veterans with PTSD, as well as this movie that's being screened. He's the executive producer of this movie, Surrender Only to One. Dr. Friedman, sir, thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a real honor. I'm grateful to be on the show and just to be able to share my heart and conviction about bringing hope to our warriors who've been so faithful to our country that have fought for, I don't know, now 18 years since 9/11. Mm-hmm. And we're really, they just, it's time to ask ourselves, are we remembering 9/11? So I appreciate it.
Well, you know, the statistics that you bring out in the movie are quite, it's an eye-opener. I mean, it really wakes us up to the reality of what, our vets are going through today. You know, break it down for us, if you would, for our audience that, you know, because part of the problem that we have here, and we've mentioned this repeatedly on the show, and we have a heart towards veterans. We support Songs and Stories for Soldiers is doing a lot in you know, for PTSD victims. And it goes so deep what you bring out in the movie. It's not just the vets. It's the families, how they're affected as well. So this is I thought you did a great job in presenting, you know, the story, presenting reality. But part of the problem we have, as we said before in the show, I started to say, is that really when you break it down, you only have about 1% of Americans who participate in the military. And of that, you even have a fraction yet that are actually in an active duty situation. And I got to tell you, as vulnerable as these soldiers were in telling their stories, I was grateful. And, you know, for their vulnerability, even though it was, you know, and I've served in the military, but I didn't go in combat. I stayed stateside during Vietnam, the way things worked out for me and my career in the military. But I'm so grateful for the experience. But for those men and women who have been in combat, who have actually faced life and death, that are dodging bullets, whose comrades have died in their arms. This is a whole nother bit of the story that people don't understand, because there's so few of us that experience it, and you might say, thank God for that.
Yeah, so you're asking a very profound question, and you're asking, so I'm going to unpackage that. So we've been at this war for 18 years, and the interesting thing is that of these, 18 years coming up to this September 11th, it doesn't matter who you are out there. It doesn't matter what party you belong to. It doesn't matter your ethnicity. It doesn't matter your religion. All men and a significant percentage of women have gone out and conduct the nation's bidding on the front lines, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and places all over the world that nobody even knows about. There's conflicts happening right now as we speak, and our warriors are at the front lines defending the freedoms of the men and women of this country. 18 years, and so it's fitting that this event, this national simulcast, this that's going to occur during the 9/11 week and the live event here in Tampa Theater on 9/11 is Never Forget. It's Patriots Day, 18 years. And over 2.7 million men and women have deployed on the front lines, supporting the front lines, supporting the war effort, directly and indirectly, have been at this. And it just seems like we're forgetting. Mm-hmm. And these men and women are coming back from war with the implications of combat. You mentioned it. What is it like to lose your brother on a four-way intersection bleeding out? What is it like to try to put a tourniquet on to your buddy who just stepped on an IED? What is it like to try to stop the bleeding of a sucking chest wound? What is it like? And you could be at Bagram, Afghanistan, one of the main headquarters in Afghanistan, and your buddy, like my good friend, Nate Nelson, who was supporting an intelligence capacity, special tactics, and he's just sleeping in his rack, and all of a sudden an artillery shell launched from the enemy hits him while he's sleeping, and he wakes up as a quadriplegic. What is it like to deal with that? What is it like for those warriors that have been hurt or have seen the pain and the agony for them to come home? These are real issues that are still existing today, and what's interesting is that a lot of these men and women are now getting out of the military. In the military, there's a structure, there's a way that, we can keep tabs on these men and women. And there's a lot of resources in the military. But when they leave, they're on their own. And so a lot of these guys and gals, this is the stunning statistic, this is the one that blew my mind away, that over 20 veterans...
Yeah, 22.
Take their lives every single day.
I know.
That's a catastrophe. That's an epidemic. And we've got to do something about it. And that's why that was the impetus of this film, and why SOS Missions provides the resources, the groups, the educational materials, the intensive care program that we have. That's why we do what we do. But this is a crisis.
It
and
is.
I appreciate you bringing us on to talk about it.
Well, it's an honor, Dr. Friedman, in the name of all these vets, of all vets, that have served our country. And one of the lines in the movie says, the general says, this is the land of the free because of the brave. Mm-hmm. And you can just pause on that and think about it for a moment. Through the millennia, the history of this great country of ours, that we've been blessed to have brave men and women that that go to defend us, that run to danger to defend this country, and we owe them so much. I mean, you can't even put an estimate on it. And this is why, for me personally, and I know for many of our listeners, it's quite galling with some of the problems that we've had with the Veterans Administration, even the way society has embraced and the lack of embrace and understanding of what our vets have gone through on their behalf so that we could have the businesses that we have here, that we can enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy because of what they put on the line. You know, the treasure, the resource, their blood, their very blood that they put on behalf, invested on behalf of our country and the liberties that we enjoy because of what they do. We owe them a debt that cannot possibly be repaid. We've got more from Dr. Friedman after this. Stay with us, America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Love, 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 love Martinez live.
Hey, it's all for you, ladies and gentlemen. This is our commitment to you as we remain fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Dr. Damon Friedman continues. The executive producer of this movie that's going to be released on September the 11th. It's titled Surrender Only to One. Dr. Friedman, as you stated, this is an epidemic. And I, like you, when I first was confronted with the number of 22 of our vets committing suicide, every day, it is an epidemic. It is something that we need to put full attention on. And this movie is going to help to do that because it tells the story. I mean, unlike, I can tell you, my father served World War II. Three of us, three of the brothers were involved during Vietnam. My older brother, Air Force, second oldest in the Army, and he was the one that was in the heat of it. He was a field radio operator, and so he still deals with some of the effects of that, no doubt. And then, of course, I was in the Marine Corps, but served stateside. The thing is about people who go to war is they're very reluctant. I found, even with my dad, because my dad was a medic and was in the campaign, the European campaign, the Battle of the Bulge with General Patton, and he was reluctant to talk much about what happened. And in this, in your movie here, you have testimonies of veterans, what they went through. And they're giving us, as best they can, their raw experiences of what it's like to be in combat.
Yeah, you know, you said something that's really resonating with me, and that is the difficulty of talking about this, to share our story. And I'm going to tell you that it's very hard to talk about it. But why I do and why the warriors in that film do is because we realize that by sharing our story, we're letting all the other veterans out there that feel isolated, that feel insignificant, feel like, you know, nobody understands, that they're surrounded by people that can't really grasp the severity of what they're going through. And letting them know that there are other people that have gone through the same hellacious events and have found hope. Mm. And that's what the stories of these six military warriors are all about. And as you know, they're diverse, they're unique, they're different. Some really share the challenges of marriage, the marital strife, and as you saw, it got a bit chaotic. Some of them shared about the flashbacks and the black rage and the post-traumatic stress. Some of them shared the difficulty of, you know, coming back to the United States and just settling and being a normal, quote-unquote, person. Surrender Only to One, they're real stories, and I'm very close with the most of those warriors that are on there. And we've realized that by sharing this story, people are coming out. I mean, a lot of people are coming out and they're saying, okay, I'm willing to raise up my hand and say the first thing, the very first difficult thing, I need help.
Yes.
Two, I'm willing to receive it. And then three, the most difficult part, and that is, I am going to receive it.
Mm.
You know, and those are some of the challenges. Your family members who have gone and served. Being a field operator during that time, holy smokes, bursting bombs. I know that these guys and these gals, they're struggling. There's lots of warriors that are struggling. And so this is really just the first phase of what SOF Missions is doing. And that's A, our major initiative, creating awareness of the challenges that warriors are dealing with and the suicide epidemic, alarming our country, alarming the people of this nation, people that love God, love our country, love our veterans, so they can ask the next question. Okay, now that I know about this epidemic, now that I know about these warriors, or I've been reminded of the challenges, what must I do?
Mm-hmm.
That part's really important. So not just understanding and appreciating, but actually doing something for these men and women who have you know, pretty much given their all.
Exactly. Well, the fact of the matter is, Dr. Friedman, is that most of America, you know, can only have a limited amount of understanding of what these young men and women have gone through in combat. Unless you've been there, you don't know. But that doesn't mean just because you don't know firsthand that you can't be compassionate. And this is where the grace of God comes in, is that God's grace can more than make up for the difference of what we don't know or what we think we know, what has happened deep down. I mean, you know, even a first semester Bible student will understand in that phrase about the renewing of our mind. What happens, you know, psychologically to somebody who is in a combat situation where you have life and death. I mean, you have these soldiers telling you that they smell death. They can still smell the smells. It is so captured their senses that even years later, they're smelling burning flesh and the death of somebody that they're holding on to, and looking in their eyes and seeing death. I mean, this is so profound. This is something that, you know, 99% of us will never experience. But these are our fellow sojourners in life and the people who went to defend the cause of freedom on our behalf. And it is really, that's tough. It's tough for us to understand. It's tough for, I think, even for the soldiers to even be vulnerable enough. And like you said, allow us to come alongside and say, maybe I don't fully understand, but here I am, you know, to come alongside you, and whatever I can do, you know, to be there in support of it, you know, can the soldier, as you say, accept and receive, you know, mercy and grace even from their fellow man? I mean, in the movie, it talks about the one, the surrendering to only to one, and that is the one who really has the answer that ultimately gives us the grace that can renew our mind and get you through these dark areas that they've experienced, that we can only imagine. We have no idea what these individuals, because each individual is different and their darkness is different. And it's so profound, but it requires an incredible amount of capacity for compassion and love and grace. And I think to a degree it's compassion beyond, you know, the human experience. This is why God and Jesus is the answer in what you bring out here, because God has more than enough to handle even the most darkest parts of our minds, does he not?
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that you mentioned the factor of God. So in our organization, we treat the challenges that warriors are dealing with psychologically, physically, and spiritually. We're the only, you know, holistic program that we're familiar with. And the factor of God is critical. You know, I was just talking to a program director that's connected with the active duty military and how they wanted to implement a lot of our programs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we went over and over again. The biggest challenge was the spiritual component. We believe that humans are made of mind, body, and spirit.
Exactly.
And the challenge is for the program that we were talking about integrating SOF missions with is the factor of God. So here we are, and that's the critical component. That right there is the tipping point, because the fact of the matter is that these warriors, they're going to be in some dark times. I remember vividly, which was the impetus of this program, I'm sitting there, I'm going to do a workout, and I get this phone call. And this guy that I don't even know, his name is Kilo Alpha. And at the end of the day, he's sitting there and he's talking about, he said, hey, I'm getting ready to kill myself. I have a gun. My round is loaded. And I'm going to take my life. He said, but I promised my best friend that I would not do it until I called you.
Wow.
And here I am. I'm like, wow, what do I do now? It's the first time in my life.
Exactly.
I've never been put in a situation where I have to
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Is he an illegal immigrant or is he not? That's what Republican U.S. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska wants to find out about the suspect in the killing of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Law enforcement has indicated that Christian Rivera is, in fact, in the U.S. illegally. But Rivera's lawyer, Alan Richards, says that's not so, although he says he can't provide any physical proof.
The proof would be he's been in the community for 7 years, working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, without any issues. He's been accepted into the community. He's filed his tax returns.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Hurricane Lane has now dumped over 30 inches of rain on parts of Hawaii's Big Island. It's expected to move north towards Maui, Oahu, and Kauai later today and tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Well, our next guest is most deserving of an extended musical intro. Michael W. Smith.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Great is the Lord and worthy of glory. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise.
Okay, it's just an incredible worship album. Michael's been rather busy, and you know, there's nothing like doing this a big, you know, intro and
we're, you know, having, this is the nature of live radio sometimes, is that sometimes we have to wait. But of course, Michael W. Smith, a little bit of background, multi-platinum artist, best-selling author, acclaimed actor. He continues to live out his dream as he releases new music regularly. Just released, I mean, it's incredible. I don't know of another artist that ever released two albums, you know, back-to-back with Surrounded, which is a just, you know, many people are saying this is probably his best worship album. And I think there's been so many others, because Michael is very hard. Michael W. Smith is very hard. He's a worshiper. And so I don't know how you can come and say that this is by far the best, but it, certainly it is extraordinary and is such a blessing to believers. And so he releases Surrounded and then A Million Lights right out. And then we have One for the Kids, Lullaby. Michael W. Smith, you just haven't been busy enough, buddy. I think we got to get you a job or something. And then now you're doing movies. Are you
crazy?
Here? I know. It's crazy good. I was just bragging. I did this big intro. We did this collage of your music and everything like that. And there's nothing like doing a big intro and having been in the radio business and you know, been, you know, the one to MC and introduce an artist. There's nothing like doing this big opening. And then all of a sudden, it's like the curtain's open. He's not coming out.
Where is he? Well, I apologize. I'm so sorry. I missed my entrance.
Well, it's okay. It was a grand entrance, and we blessed everybody with you know, some of your music, and especially, you know, I was bragging you up on the new Surrounded, especially. Michael, I got to tell you, I've always just appreciated your heart of worship. I mean, you are such a gift to people of faith because of your connection with God and the way you express it.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's a gift. I'm grateful. I'm humbled by the whole thing. I don't know why I got picked. I feel a bit unqualified, but thank God he qualifies the unqualified. So,
amen.
I love it. It's what I'm made for. And, you know, I love to lead people into the presence of God. It's just a fact.
Yeah, you do that. I know that some people have commented in Million Lights that it was a little bit different. And I was, you know, I've been in the radio business for a long time, and I don't recall another artist releasing albums simultaneously as you did. Rather unique that you released Surrounded and A Million Lights at the same time. But I still hear your heart. I mean, your wiring is worship. And even though Million Lights, some have suggested not necessarily, I go, but yes, necessarily, because that's who Michael W. Smith is.
Well, I agree. I mean, I think worship is 24/7.
Exactly.
I think it is. Just, you know, it's interesting that we equate worship with just songs, you know, yes, what we do on Sunday morning, and it's just so much bigger than that. And, you know, the Million Lights thing was just, you know, there's so many things that I want to say that you can't say in a worship song. You know, there's got to be artists that talk about what's going on in our country. What's going on with the, you know, the opiate thing, the kids getting suicided, like, are we just going to sing worship songs and not address those kind of things? And
exactly.
So, you know, honestly, the A Million Lights was honestly inspired by the election, and it didn't have anything to do with politics, but it sort of, I saw the worst come out on both sides of the aisle, and I thought, gosh, we're better than this, come on. And
really?
Very first song I wrote was Revolution, and then after that, I couldn't hit record quick enough, and I just started getting inspiration for things that I wanted to talk about to address the issues that's going on in our world. And then, obviously, Surrounded with a vertical thing, and to release it back-to-back weeks was a little insane, but I did it.
Leave it to you. Only Michael W. Smith would do something like this, but it is awesome. And, of course, then you got Lullaby, too, you know, that's out as well. Give us a little summary on Lullaby.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do a children's lullaby record, and I've always wanted to write a children's book. I mean, I have for years, and you know, I thought about it for years, and kept thinking, oh gosh, I'm on tour with Andy, or I'm doing this record, and I kept thinking, one day I'm going to do it, and it was like, this is 2 years ago. I'm laying in bed, one of my 14 grandkids is laying in bed with me. I had two of them on either side, and I started reading them a book.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it just popped in my head, going, "I think it's time to write that book. I think it's time to do that lullaby record." Because I started writing lullaby melodies for my grandkids, so it just was the right timing, you know. And and being able to collaborate with Mike Noriaki, I don't know if you remember who Mike is, but he was Larry the Cucumber.
Yes,
Benny
right.
Mills. Uh-huh. Yeah, so he has so much, you know, expertise in that world of all his work doing that. And so we teamed up together and put these things together. And I'm really excited about it. They're called the 99 Goodnight. We've got two adorable characters, Eddie Bear, Sandy Lammy, and Sleepy Puppy.
Oh, very cool.
It's all about getting your kid to sleep. How about that?
I'm telling you, we're giving our audience an extra bonus because we also want to talk, of course, the movie that you have an appearance in. You play a pastor, Beautifully Broken. Tell us about this movie that's opening up nationwide next week, August the 24th.
Remarkable story. Absolutely so compelling. You know, I read a lot of stuff. I turn most of it down. I can't find much that I really like. But this story captivated my heart. And really about three families, you know, and one of those families was a family who barely escaped the genocide in Rwanda. And that father and husband ended up in Nashville, Tennessee, my hometown, and how that family intertwines with a white family from America, how there's a compassion kid in the middle of all that, and just tragedy. I'm talking about heartache. And how God turns it for good. And it's just, you can't make this stuff up.
No, this is a true story, right, Michael?
It's a true story.
Yeah.
A true story. It's that's what's so compelling, that this thing really did happen. So I have a small role, but, you know, I got a call from the director who told me he always wanted to work with me. And I said, well, I'd love to work with you, but I wanted to hear the story. And when I read the script, I called him and I said, absolutely, I would love to be a part of it. And so we're very excited. So thanks for making some noise about it. I think it's great timing too, just with everything going on in our country, and to see these different cultures and these families just love each other and walk in forgiveness and reconciliation is just very, very powerful.
Well, as you say, Michael, that, you know, we've become very inward focused as a society. And I've always felt through my experience with God is that the best cure for inward focus is outward focus. When we start serving, and of course, your heart has been tied with Compassion International for many, many years. So you get this is tied into the movie as well, right?
Yes, it is. And there's a compassion kid who got sponsored by this family from, and how that kid somehow intertwines with the family that escaped genocide, and how you think the family from, you know, the family from America is really ministering to the compassion kid, and then you watch this. I want to give it away. Watch him, what happens to this, with this family and this girl in Rwanda ministering to a white teenage girl. It's been a very, very horrible tragedy. It's just incredible. I love how God works. So
we got to leave it right there. Get ready for Beautifully Broken in theaters on August the 24th. Michael W. Smith, God bless you. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We got a real treat for you. We're going to talk about birds of prey, and that prey is not P-R-E-Y, it's P-R-A-Y, the story of the Philadelphia Eagles' faith, brotherhood, and Super Bowl victory. Rob Motti has written the book. I mean, think about this. They were the number one seed in NFL history to enter the playoffs as an underdog. Their star quarterback was out with season-ending knee injury, five-time Super Bowl champions. New England Patriots towered over them, but public opinion didn't matter to the Philadelphia Eagles. They believed in each other. And as for the band of Christian brothers on the team, they believed in the God of the impossible, and they played for an audience of one. Rob Motti, of course, is author, radio and TV personality, dynamic speaker who has covered the Eagles for the Associated Press since 2000. He is a passionate Christian devoted to spreading the gospel. He launched Faith on the Field show on Philadelphia's 610 ESPN Radio in April of 2017. Rob, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
What a great story here to be able to get into the interior of a Super Bowl champion team and realize, you know, for those of us that were watching the Eagles come together, you could sense there was something real special in the interior of that team.
Yeah, there was. And this was a team, Bill, that you saw that developing early on in 2016 when they weren't that great on the field. They were only 7-9. But there was a day in October of that season, 2016, and they baptized five players in the cold tub at the team's practice facility. And I could tell that the seeds were being planted and the camaraderie was starting to build and the bond was developing, and it centered on their love for Christ.
Who led the way, Rob, in that?
There was a backup tight end at the time. His name was Trey Burton. He went on to throw a touchdown pass to Nick Foles in the Super Bowl and one of the greatest trick plays in sports history. But Trey was a guy who was really the spiritual leader of the team. And then Carson Wentz comes in as the starting quarterback, high draft pick, and a guy who's really grounded in his faith. And he's part of, he becomes part of the group. And Zach Ertz, the tight end, who also took a leap forward in his journey with the Lord, and then Jordan Hicks, the linebacker, Chris Maragos. You had all of these guys. Trey was really the guy who would get them together and say, hey, let's do this, let's do that. But this team, they would gather three or four times a week. They'd have Bible study with the team chaplain one night at the team facility. Then they'd do a Bible study as couples at a player's house with their wives and significant others. Then the night before a game, after they go through the walkthrough practice and meetings, they get together, whether it's in a hotel room or in the lobby or whatever, wherever it would be, and they just do like a little fellowship and accountability time. So these were guys who were devoted to living it out in their life. You often hear of players talking about God and talking about their faith, and you don't know how much they are carrying it out and living it out. And what made this team so unique is they were young players, they were bold in their faith, and they were willing and open to sharing on the platform that they've been blessed with their faith and to talk about Christ. And it was just a beautiful thing to see. And once they won that Super Bowl, I knew I had to tell their story, and I had to tell it from this perspective, because if it wasn't for their faith, I really don't think, and they'll tell you, they wouldn't have been able to overcome all the adversity they had through the season.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you've got a long season. There's lots of injuries. Of course, in this particular case, the biggest injury was to the star quarterback, Carson Wentz, who was good enough to do the forward of this book for you.
Yeah, and what's beautiful about that is Carson was a guy who, and Philadelphia fans are passionate about their football team. They're passionate about sports, and they're passionate about their football team. And between his first season, his rookie season, and going into last year, there was some conversation on talk radio, and people would say, our quarterback is always posting about his faith on social media. Is this appropriate? Should he be spending more time devoted to his craft? Should he be spending more time in the playbook? And I know that sometimes is, I'm a talk show host myself, so we put topics out there, and I thought that was completely out of line, because no one prepared more than Carson. No one worked harder at his craft more than Carson Wentz, and he wanted to use that platform to share Christ. And then as they start this season and they're winning and they're having success, nobody cared about that anymore. They weren't talking about the Bible verses he was posting.
Right.
They were talking about the touchdown passes he's throwing. And then to see the crushing blow, the injury that he goes through, devastating for this guy. And then there were the whispers. You'd hear people say, well, he's such a man of God. He has so much faith. How could God allow this to happen to a guy who's like a loyal disciple of his? And you and I know that becoming a Christian, being a follower, doesn't make us immune to adversity. It doesn't make us immune. Sometimes it makes our life even more difficult. But being a follower of Christ, we have him with us. We have the knowledge and the faith that he's going to guide us through. And what was so beautiful about what happened to Carson Wentz is, and it's terrible what happened to him on the field, but the very next day, Bill, he puts out a video the day after this injury, and he puts out a video on social media saying, I'm going to be okay, I'm fine, this is devastating, but I know God has a plan for me, and I will not waver, and I put my trust in the Lord. And it was great reassurance for people out there who may go through difficulty, who may go through trying times, to see this guy that they view as a hero on the field if he can feel that way, I think other people should look at that and be like, hey, I could do it too.
And he became a hero off the field. I mean, here he is. Who wouldn't feel for him? A golden opportunity. How many quarterbacks in the NFL get to play in the big game? I mean, you're talking a single digit, you know, number of QBs get to be there in on the big stage. And here he is. He goes from being the starting quarterback, and now he's a cheerleader on the sidelines doing what he could do to uphold that team and be an encourager. I was greatly impressed, and to hear more about his background even encourages me, and I know other Christians even more so, Rob.
Yeah, and what was so special, you know, sometimes I like to say, Bill, that God is funny. The way he allows things to develop, because Carson Wentz now goes down with this injury, but who's going to rise up to take his place? A man of strong faith like Nick Foles, who in 2012, 2013, when he first joined the Eagles, became the spiritual leader, leading the Bible study, and then he was traded from the team. After having a great season, going to the Pro Bowl, putting up historic numbers, 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions in 2013, leading the Eagles to the playoffs, in 2015 he was traded by Chip Kelly, and then he doesn't have any success in St. Louis. He gets cut from that team. He contemplates retirement. He gets an opportunity to be a backup in Kansas City. He starts taking courses online to maybe perhaps go into ministry work at some point. And then the Eagles bring him in to be the backup to Carson Wentz. And what happens is you take a guy who was at the top, and then he was humbled, and he was lifted up. You know, you hear the Bible, for humble yourself under the mighty hand of God so he may lift you up in due time. And that's exactly what happened with Nick. He was lifted up. And to use the platform that he had throughout the week leading up to the Super Bowl, where he openly and boldly talked about his faith, then he had the greatest game of his life on the biggest stage against the best team, outplaying the best quarterback in Tom Brady. And then what does he do? He stands there with the trophy and he says, I want to give all the praise and glory to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It was just a beautiful, beautiful thing to see.
Well, Rob, these guys, I mean, what a miracle season to be able to, you know, have this kind of relationship. You know, now what? You know, where do they go from here?
You know, I get that question a lot as I'm doing these various interviews about the book, and people say, hey, can they repeat? It's a difficult thing to do in the NFL. Only 8 teams have repeated as Super Bowl champions, and none since the Patriots in 2003, 2004. Carson Wentz is still recovering from that injury. We don't know if he'll be ready to play week one. If not, they're in capable hands with Nick Foles, who's still here. They've had some turnover on the roster. Trey Burton, who I talked about as the spiritual leader, has now moved on to Chicago, and he's going to be playing with the Bears. They've got new guys coming in. On paper, they have the talent to be even better than they were last year, but so much goes into a winning season like that, and a lot of it is you got to get lucky. The breaks have to go through your way. They still have that camaraderie. They still have that brotherhood. The bond is continuing to develop. And the guys who were leaders here, who've gone on to other teams, maybe they could take a little bit of that, spread the message in different locker rooms across the NFL. And new guys coming in, they're accepted with open arms, and they can become part of the new fraternity, the new brotherhood. If I had to make a prediction, do I think they'll win the Super Bowl this year? No, it's too difficult, but I wouldn't put anything past this team.
Without a doubt. Rob Motti, author, radio, TV personality, as you can tell, a dynamic speaker. His new book, Birds of Prey, P-R-A-Y, The Story of the Philadelphia Eagles Faith, Brotherhood, and Super Bowl Victory. Rob, thank you so much. Appreciate it. All the best to you.
Bill, thank you.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.